So I've never heard Piñata by Freddie Gibbs before, but you lot have been asking for this one. So in my next few videos, I'm going to be listening to this album, starting right now with the first four songs. Let me know in the comments what other albums I should listen to and drop a follow for more videos like this. I'm excited for this one. Let's get it.
All right, bet. First up, we got Supplier. Let's see what this is saying.
No meaning whether or not you would have to, scrape bait or whatever you had to do, man. The thing was to get it. It really didn't matter what the means was or how you had to go and get it. That means that you had to step on 10 people to get a dollar, then you step on 10 people.
Type shit,
and, you know,
type shit.
What I heard constantly, only the strong survive.
So that first one was super short. It was more of an interlude than a song, so I'm not gonna rate it, but my man was speaking facts. But yeah, let's move on to the next song.
All right, bet. Track two and the first proper song, Scarface. Let's see what this is saying.
In my section on my own name. Motherfucker duck turned to a nigga face, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That real shit, motherfucker, putting on.
And now to gangbusters and facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials.
Oh, this piece nice, bro.
So there's the first proper song, Scarface, and I'm aware that this is a joint album between Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, but I don't actually know who's who. I believe Freddie Gibbs is the one with the deeper voice, but I've got to keep an ear out. I know it sounds silly to you guys, but obviously I've never heard them properly before. But yeah, that song was decent. I'm not going to rate this one either, only because I need to use a song as a baseline for the rest of the songs on the album. So going forwards now, I'm able to compare the rest of the songs to this one and the next ones. I did really like the beat on that one, though. I'm excited to see what's next. Let's go to the next song.
All right, bet. Track number three, Deeper. Let's see what this is saying.
Took a meal clean and she sucked me like a vacuum. Because the baby grew up and I'm still living like a 16. Like a child running wild in the city streets. Smack it up and flip it, then I rub it down. Zip it up and then I ship it to another town. Smoking hella weed up. You were short of men's at your college. Who would put them up? I hope you feel the pain I'm feeling when you hear the song. Don't want a nigga that's complaining shit. You ran off and got a gauge, man. That shit was wrong. Gone to a nigga that don't got nothing that I ain't got. Walk up in the barbershop. Green as a leaf. Look sweet. That cut a nigga deep.
Damn.
So these type of niggas you fuck with now, baby. You know what I'm saying? Love them so I never touch them. She got a baby in the oven, so it's motherfucker. Just wanna tie me down, but I ain't in that mode now. 5 years, ain't nobody calling on my phone now. Like every other mother switching up that motherfucker. Back on the bus, I used to finger fucker singing Usher. You and me forever, shit we say when we was kids. She said I'm having 25 now, the baby ain't his. That cut a nigga deep.
So there we have Deeper, and I'm assuming his girl was like left him and gone sleeping around and has ended up with a kid. That's what I gathered from the story. But yeah, that's rough, bro. I'm assuming that's why Madlib is not on this track, because he wanted to just have this one song on here just to get his feelings out about that. So yeah, really good song though, amazing storytelling, and his flow is really, really good as well. I'm gonna give this one a 9 out of 10. Now the next song, which is the last song of this video, is High featuring Danny Brown, and I believe I reacted to this on a live on my TikTok, but I don't think I remember too much of it, so I'm still gonna react to it again. So yeah, let's go.
Here we go. High featuring Danny Brown. Let's see what this is saying. Nah, this is cold, bro. I don't remember too much of it, but I'm loving this, I can't lie. Bro went a bit over the top.
So there's the last song of the video, and that is 100% my favorite so far. Freddie Gibbs' flow on that is actually insane. I know a lot of people have been telling me that Freddie Gibbs has a really good flow, and I can definitely see that. And overall, the whole vibe of the song and everything, it is definitely a bit of me. Compared to the other ones I've listened to, this is getting a 10 out of 10. I'm excited to see what's up next. Let me know what album I should do after this one, and drop a follow so you don't miss the rest of this album. And I'm also trying to hit 10k right now, so it'd help me out so much. Thank you very much for watching. This is JVR, and have an amazing day.